There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Folks, we've been talking about the electronic monitoring quite a bit in the juvenile arena. And during an interview with Helena Moreno, we found out that there was a situation where the city had received monies, somewhere around $4 million, to help facilitate ankle monitoring. And they had not done so. It's been sitting there for 2 years, since 2022 to the present time. Well, it turns out that there's a whole backstory to this, and kind of a little push and pull tug of war for reasons I'm not exactly sure. But Jill Dennis, director and owner of the Assured Supervision Accountability Program that actually is in the business of doing this, joins us to tell us about it. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jill, you guys obviously were aware of this $4 million fund set up by the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, back in 2022, because they actually came to you guys to try and create a situation with y'all to, you know, and to utilize some of this funding. Is that correct?
No, we really haven't been approached to actually assist with that. One of the things we always want to protect is making sure that there's transparency, accountability, and that we protect public safety. And we just have to make sure that happens regardless of a dollar amount. We won't turn our backs to that. I found out about the funding that they had available not too long ago, and to find out that they've had it for this long when we've been in such a crazy Wild Wild West GPS state in our city, where people are constantly being robbed and murdered by people on GPS, and they're not using the funding as it should be when they have a solution.
I must have misunderstood. I thought there was a gentleman by the last name of Weaver that visited with y'all when this fund was originally set up about taking some of this money. That did not occur.
Well, they talked about having it, but they never talked about actually setting up something to be accountable or responsible to our community.
Okay, I see. A little lost in the translation. So currently you guys have 400 enrolled in your program and at zero cost to the taxpayer. So for the benefit of the listening audience, how does that work?
We've been yelling about standards in the city for years since Miss Portia Pilot got killed by Mr. Andre, who was supposed to be on an ankle monitor, and we've been yelling from the rooftops that we need standards. We need to make sure that people that are being monitored are accurately being supervised, that the providers are actually reporting violations, that the judges in the court knows who's monitoring individuals. If you go back in our website, if you go back and listen to when we testified in front of City Hall, we told them setting standards doesn't cost the city anything. Let's just set some standards, and that way we can make sure that these people that are being released pretrial and post-conviction are being supervised adequately to protect our community.
So you're not surprised then by where the city finds itself at the present time, this money sitting in the bank, and nothing really proposed to be of any consequence here, and that we had a system that really was in place but wasn't being monitored, and we had people in places where they shouldn't have been, and we didn't even really know about it, right?
Well, we keep talking about money, and the things that need to happen in our city is not about the money. It is about making rules, making standards, making sure everyone is following those standards, making the offenders personally responsible for their release, making the judges responsible to those that they don't react when they get violation reports, making city council understand if they would just set rules, then people would have to follow those rules, which is why we wrote Post Bill 874, which is why we went to the state level, because we yelled at the city level. We testified in front. We've met with City Hall. We've met with the council people. We've told them that this is what we need to do, and nothing was being done. So we wrote a law and made it state law. However, I still don't feel like our community should have to wait until January to feel protected. I don't think that our city, our police departments need to wait until January to know who's out on the street wearing an ankle monitor and to know if they're committing new crimes or not. If they're in my program, NOPD knows if they're committing more crimes. All the way up to Lafayette, they know if people in our program are committing other crimes because of the way we run our and the standards that we've set. So the amount of money isn't what is needed. It's minds to come together and put something on paper and say, this is the way GPS works in our city, and if you don't do it this way, you can't be in our city. And that will save lives. That will save people's property. That will make people in our city safe.
Why the hesitation? I mean, it sounds like a win-win. If it's not going to cost the taxpayers any money, and we start an accountability stream for the privilege of being on this program, because it's a privilege, right? And if we view it that way, why the hesitation?
Well,
why is this so difficult?
At this point, I mean, the jails are overcrowded. There's nowhere to put people. And a digital jail is an answer if it's accountable, transparent, and if it protects public safety. That doesn't cost money. At this point in the city of New Orleans, it doesn't cost them anything. And the people that we are monitoring, if they recommit crimes, I can send you a letter we received from the FBI. I can send you reports where, because of proximity reporting, Tyree Quinn, the I-10 shooter, because of proximity reporting, that's how NOPD knows who was at that location and they know who committed that crime. That's what we need to do. And the NOPD doesn't pay a dime for that service. We have set up an online registry that we're willing to offer to New Orleans and the state for online registry of everybody that's on ankle monitor. The Times-Picayune put out an information release to every jurisdiction in Louisiana, and only 8 of them could respond on who they even ordered on ankle monitor. The rest of the parishes either don't use ankle monitor or had no way of telling. They couldn't tell who was out on the streets with ankle monitors, and that is crazy. So an online registry, it's already set up. It's free to use. You just need to get using it. And now everyone will know who's out on ankle monitor. If law enforcement has a suspect, they can check. They'll know who's monitoring that person so that they can get access to that person's information so that we can get them picked up safely and efficiently and quickly so that there's no more victims. But
this sounds emblematic, though.
I have no idea.
And you don't need to comment on this, Jill, but I mean, this sounds emblematic, you know, of not giving a damn. I mean, it doesn't get any easier, right? I mean, you got the technology, you got the database to enter the data. If you give a damn and, you know, you want to make sure that your community's safe and you've got this tool and it's costing you nothing, by the way, other than you have to take a little time to enter some data into the system, this is like a no-brainer. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, and the people that would make the decision wouldn't be the ones entering the data. They just have to make it a rule. The rule, right. The people that make the rules have to make it a rule. They have to take a stand. And they can't just continue to act like they don't have the power to do it, because they do.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Yeah, well, you got to care, you know, you got to want to know, right? I mean, you know, the problem is when these offenders violate on electronic monitoring, it requires people to go do something. And if you don't care, you don't want to do anything, right? But if you want to do something, you want to make a difference, you want to try and turn this person's life around. I mean, that's allegedly what is supposed to be going on in the juvenile arena. But it seems to me it's like anything other than that. They just want to babysit these offenders through their juvenile years and then get them into adult court. I used to always say that we should judge the effectiveness of the programs that we're running in the juvenile arena by looking at our juveniles 2 years post-majority, once they reach a majority and they're in a penitentiary. We need to see where they are 2 years after they reach majority. And then we'll gain a better understanding of what's actually working and what's not working.
Well, see, my problem with all of this is the last time we did all of this, Miss Portia Pilot got killed. Then we did it again when Miss Rayburn got killed. Now we're doing it again because Miss Thibodeau got killed. And my question is, are we just doing this because someone got killed? And as soon as
of course
something else happens, we're just going to move on and nothing's going to happen. And that's my fear in this, because it's like you're winning a battle or fighting a battle you can't win.
Yeah.
And that's got to stop.
I mean, being reactionary as opposed to proactive on these issues, you're responding to a tragic consequence in our community, and all the talking heads start talking as though they're actually doing something. And I mean, in reality,
then the next murder happens and we realize they did nothing.
Mm-hmm. And we reelect these people. And we don't know very much about what's going on, especially in the juvenile court arena. And we reelect these people over and over and over again, and we expect that we're going to get something different. I mean, obviously, that's the definition of insanity. Try the same thing over and over again in the hope of achieving a different result. We're not getting a different result. It's time to move on.
We haven't overturned the bail reform from 2018, 2016, whatever year that was. That's when the iron carry. That's one of the reasons why we have this iron curtain blocking us from knowing what's going on in our juvenile court. It's not, and it's one thing to block it from the community, but when you also block it from your law enforcement agencies, that's crazy. How do you expect your law enforcement agencies to be able to keep their community safe if you put an iron curtain between them and the people that, or some of the people that are causing the problems and making the community unsafe? It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense to me at all either. And meanwhile, as you point out, it's not going to be till there's another high-profile murder that's written about or horrific or whatever makes it stick out, other than the fact that it's a murder, right? It is the only way that we end up talking about these things for a little bit of time, and then it goes away, and then everybody forgets about it until the next one.
And we're still sitting here screaming from the rooftops, and because we couldn't, that's why we went to the state level, and we was actually able to do something. Now, granted, it does not come into effect until January. Now, we have met with D.A. Williams. We are working on an ordinance for the city of New Orleans, and we are assisting in that process. And I just pray that, again, this isn't all talk and nothing happens. I hope we actually see something moving. And where it is, it should be by mid-September. You know, that's a lot of time between now and then. And I don't know, for lack of a better word, when do they start to refer to Miss Thibodeau's murder as old news and forget about it? And I'm just hoping that they don't.
No.
I'm hoping and I'm not saying we're going to stop all of it, but this didn't have to happen the way it did.
No, look, there's no 100% panacea solution to this, but you're not going to get, and you're not going to advance, and you're not going to improve without trying, right? You got to be in the game.
The ordinance is written. It's a good ordinance. It would help with what the problem we have in New Orleans. It would help. In fact, we have other states that are trying to say, hey, we want what Louisiana is doing, and we're leading the way in GPS, because it's across the country. It's not just in Louisiana. We have to take the first step.
On a text line, Groundhog Day in New Orleans government. True. We just keep talking about this over and over and over again from a different angle. But in the end, it's the same conversation over and over and over again. Jill Dennis, director and owner of Assured Supervision Accountability Program. Best of luck to you. I agree with you. We shouldn't be waiting for January. We need to do it now, sooner rather than later. And hopefully folks will start listening, quite frankly. It's not going to cost them anything.
Even if they just took the bill. Yeah, even if they just took the bill and made it ordinance today to go into effect now, that's just really easy to do.
Yeah, and they can do that, by the courts can do that immediately. They have the authority to do so. The statute just requires them to do so. That's all that is. Jill Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
And thank you for continuing to bring attention to this challenge, for sure. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.